a peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm like a big, fat, wet New York City subway rat. That's how I feel right now. If you're just getting into your car and you're just tuning into us, you're probably like, what the heck is wrong with this guy? If you're watching us on YouTube.com/CBS Sports Radio, you're probably saying the same thing. I am soaking wet right now. I have the towel over my head. I look like I just participated in either a swim meet or a boxing match. But I'm soaked after we just did the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, obviously with Matt Ryan. Appreciate Matt doing that with us. Definitely a whole lot of fun. Luke Kuechly is here with us now, joining us live on set. We'll talk about Cue Collar in just a second. If you're thinking why I'm like crazy looking right now with a towel over my head.
Did some water dumped on you or what?
I did, yeah. The ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, 10-year anniversary with Matt Ryan. So I've been a big fan of yours, but then I've heard you on the radio a bunch. So I do a weekly on one of our affiliates, WFNZ, with Mac and Bone.
Yes, they're the best. I love those guys.
They're so fun. They're exciting. They're entertaining.
They have fun. They enjoy it. They make it fun to listen to.
Yeah, because the Panthers haven't, as you know, they haven't won that many games, so it gets tough when you're dealing with a losing team. But man, I'm so fired up to have you on the show and appreciate you doing this. You look back at it, right? A few years removed from your playing career, you're now here on Radio Row. I know you had like a little dabble in like the coaching world for a bit when Matt was there, but kind of where are you at as you try to kind of find this next chapter post football?
And I think that's the biggest thing, is you're trying to find it. So I'm exploring a lot of different options, but what I really enjoy, I love the game of football, and I've been coaching little kid football with Greg Olson. We have so much fun with it. So I do that during the fall. I do the radio with the Panthers. Like I said, I'm doing some stuff with Q30. So I'm staying busy. I'm trying to find a way to stay around the game and share a game with people that I love.
So David Wright once told me that he was coaching his girls' softball team.
Yeah.
And it was like T-ball, though, version of softball. And one of the other dads was coaching and didn't know who David Wright was. You know, great baseball player. And the other coach goes, I know a thing or two about this game. Let me show you how to do this. And then eventually someone told him it's David Wright. I think everyone, right, probably where you're coaching, knows who you are and who Greg Olson is. But have you had any of those situations?
No, we're good. And the one guy that makes it happen is his dad. His dad, Chris Olson, was a longtime coach in Jersey, head coach. And won a ton of state championships, and he's our offensive coordinator. And man, it is so fun to just to be around those guys and the passion and the energy. We spent so much time trying to figure out ways to win games and set up practice and get ready for it. It's a blast, and we're looking forward to do it again this year. So I think we're all super, super fortunate to have the opportunity to coach these kids and hope they're having a good time as well.
I think there's a new wave of football coaches. Like, you look around the league, D'Amico Ryans, Dan Campbell, Antonio Pierce, just guys that are not that far away from playing. They're player coaches, yeah. But sometimes when you say the word player coach or the words players coach, it's like, oh, does he really have the respect of the locker room? But none of those guys are doormats, and the players all go to bat for them. You know, is this something, because like, you were a great leader when you were playing, great teammate, right? Everyone liked Luke Kuechly. Is this something now, getting a little taste of it, that maybe one day you want to be an NFL head coach?
I think that coaching would be a ton of fun, just to have the ability to... I had so many people that helped me when I was playing, whether it was players, whether it was coaches, whether it was strength staff, equipment guys, trainers. I had a ton of help, and I think that's the one thing that's cool about coaching, is the opportunity to give back and help guys and give guys the opportunity to try to succeed. So I'm very happy right now with what I'm doing with the youth football side. It's a ton of fun. I'm still connected with the team in some areas, and I love the game, and coaching, yeah, I think would be a lot of fun. I'm just not at the point right now where I'm ready to do that.
Gotcha. Luke Kuechly here with us. Let's talk a little bit about the Panthers. We know this year, unfortunately, was a disaster. Bryce Young, everyone's going to call him a bust right now. I still think that's too early. They got to put him in a better situation, and there's things, obviously, that, yeah, he needs to improve on better. But give me kind of your bird's eye view of everything going on with Bryce Young.
Yeah, well, there's just a lot of turnover last year. You know, you come in as a rookie quarterback, you got a couple different guys calling plays. Obviously, Coach Reich, we moved on from him early in the season. He was fantastic, a great dude. We're trying to find ways to win games. But, you know, Bryce had some moments where I was like, man, this guy's the real deal. But the one thing that I think he did that I was really just happy about was his toughness. And I think that he's got a great mind for the game. He's super accurate. His ability to process is off the charts. But the one thing that I think everybody talked a lot about when he was coming out was, hey, how is his size going to affect his game? And his toughness and his resilience and his ability to get hit and get back up and go back out there was special. So Bryce is going to get better. We're going to get better. I'm excited about what we're doing moving forward. We've got a really good common direction. You know, Dan and Dave, I think, are going to be, yeah, fantastic for us, and they're going to be really good for Bryce. But man, Bryce is going to get better this offseason. He's a great dude, never complains, and he got up. He kept getting up. He kept going back out there. He never blamed anybody. And I think this is going to be a really good year for him.
Talking to Luke Kuechly, I'm unsure what the Panthers are going to be moving forward, because I just don't trust David Tepper. You know David probably a lot better than I do, but you just hear so many things about him. Kind of what's your relationship like with the newer still owner of the Carolina Panthers,
yeah,
and David Tepper?
Super competitive, wants to win. So he's going to do everything he can to help us win, and all the decisions that he's made is for us to go out and win. So we haven't found the magic bullet yet, but he's one of those guys. He's been super successful, and there's a reason for it. It's because he's competitive, he's tough, he's smart, and he's going to do everything he can to help us go out and win football games. And it's just a matter of time before we're going
to
do that.
I get it. It's his team. He can run the team the way that he wants, but it seems like he interferes too much. You think he has to kind of find that balance on when to still give his opinion, but then also let the football people make the football decisions?
And I think some of it is, you know, people jump on that train, and I think there's some of it that probably gets a little bit blown out of proportion a little bit. And curiosity by him and asking questions isn't a bad thing. And for him, I think he loves the game. He wants us to succeed. He wants to know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. So he's hired some really good people. I think we've done a good job in the front office. They did a good job of hiring people, Dan and Tillis, and obviously Dave Canales. And I'm excited for everything. So
yeah, I'll tell you, as Luke Kuechly is here with us, with Dave Canales, you know, what he did in Seattle with Geno and what he's done this year with Baker, it is a hire that I'm not going to tell you that I think it's a slam dunk great hire. I don't think you could also say it's a horrible hire. It is one that it draws great curiosity, and you kind of just hear him speak in the introductory press conference. Seems like a very easy guy for players to relate to and an easy guy to kind of root for.
Well, I think one thing you kind of look at is, you know, obviously what is the reaction from guys that he's been around, yeah. right? So Gino came out and sent a text out or a tweet out like, hey, this guy's a stud, right? All the guys in Tampa that I've talked to, quite a few guys just running around here. I'm like, hey, what's the deal with Canales? And very positive things, and not just positive as a coach, but positive as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's half the battle, man. Football is all about relationships, treating people, getting people to kind of move towards a common goal, being able to motivate people, understanding when a guy's having a bad day, why is he having a bad day? And that all comes down to relationships. And everything that I've talked to and all the guys that I've talked to say, hey, he's a great coach. He does this. He does that. He's going to do everything he can to make sure guys are in the best position. That's great. But I think what really separates him from what I've talked about with these guys is his ability to connect with the player. I got to be able, as a head coach, to walk in and talk to all 53 guys on the team, the coaches, the players, the equipment guys, the training staff, the weight staff, the practice squad guys, and all be on the same page.
Yeah.
And to have a good person and have somebody that can just relate to people and form relationships, I think is a very positive thing.
You'll be an NFL head coach when you want to be an NFL head
we'll
coach.
See.
No, I'm saying, like, yeah. I feel like not that just an interview, you know, makes someone an NFL head coach, but just knowing what you were like as a player and yeah. then hearing you now, it definitely seems like something I would it's not just, be surprised. Yeah. It's the personal part of it because, yeah. look, you put your body on the line, right? Your injury history is well documented, and you've made a lot of money. You had a great career. Everyone associates Luke Kuechly with greatness. It's just, do you want to sacrifice the family stuff? Because it's yeah. very demanding.
And I love the game of football. It's been so good. Think about everyone in here right now is football's been very good to them.
Yeah.
That's the reason why we're here, and I understand that. And I love the game, and I love talking about it. I love being around it, and it's just fun to be here, so I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah. All right. Tell me what you're doing today with Q-Collar.
Oh, so yeah, Q-Collar. So I wore it for 3 years when I was playing. A lot of the research was done in Cincinnati. We just got FDA approval prior to last season.
Yeah.
And what we're trying to do is help mitigate subconcussive blows. So we're trying to...
Drew Tranquil, I know, uses
this. Yeah, Drew wears one. Tony Pollard wears one. We've got a bunch of dudes wearing them, and it's... We're trying to help guys play as long as they want to and not have this be the reason why they can't play anymore. So super simple, a little bit of jugular vein compression, trying to help guys play longer and mitigate subconcussive blows. So it's been a ton of fun. I've known these guys for since 2017, and they're trying to help guys play longer.
When you look at the game, I know that obviously you're very close with Christian McCaffrey, yeah. but from a whole, what stands out to you from the football side of it with this one on Sunday?
I just, you know, you look at Mahomes, right, and everything that he's been able to do, I think he's a winner, man. The guy wins, and it's hard to root against him, and when he's on the field, you got a chance to win, and I think it's the marriage between him and Andy Reid is special. I think Travis Kelce is just, he's just really good.
Yeah.
He's really good. Pacheco can run the rock, and it's got a little bit different feel than what they've been in the past. Obviously, Pacheco was there last year, but he's so physical, it opens everything up. They can lean on that a little bit. Obviously, I'm a Niners guy, right? Wilkes is there. Christian's there. I played against Kyle Shanahan since my rookie year when he was in Washington. And I love how they play football. Shifts, motions, getting guys moving, putting your eyes in weird spots. I love them. I think their skill positions are good. And
yeah.
they're a very – sorry to cut you off, but they're a very interesting example of rookie quarterback on a rookie deal. Ayuk, Kittle, Debo, Christian, Trent Williams on the offensive side of the ball. They're special. And Brock Purdy, man, that dude's fun to watch football. All he does is win games.
Yeah, and that's the thing with Brock. Don't get me wrong. Before the year, I've said this now every segment that we do because it's inevitable that it comes up with Brock. Before the year, I said system quarterback. I don't care what people say anymore. The dude just wins, and as a football player, that's all you want to do. So who cares what people say about it?
You can call him whatever you want, but you go out there and the dude.
He wins a Super Bowl. That's all that matters.
The dude wins football games. Yeah. He's been in the league for 2 years. They've been in the NFC Championship game twice and the Super Bowl once. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't know what else. He's in his second year.
Yeah, and only his first full season as a starter.
And, yeah, you can say what you want about, you know, he's got dudes around him. Yeah, he's got dudes around him. Yeah, he's got a great coach. But it's not his fault.
Here's a hot take. You need guys around you to win football games.
Yeah, and it's just
you can't just win on your own.
And I think, you know, he can sling it around. He's got great guys around him. But what he does a really good job of is his command for the offense. And I was talking to somebody maybe last week, there was a play in that Green Bay Packers game. It was the big McCaffrey run. It was like a 45-yard touchdown run right up the middle. It was kind of boring-looking play. But they were in like an I formation. Tight end was off the ball. There was a motion that was supposed to happen, and it was going to be a typical Kyle Shanahan motion across, motion back, just get kind of guys' eyes looking, moving a little bit. But the guy went in motion, and Brock stopped him. Said, go stand right there, and then he snapped the ball. Basically, what I'm getting at is if he comes across the formation and returns, either it's a delay game or a timeout, and that ball never gets snapped. He holds him there, The plays still run that exact same way. He knows that, and he said, I just need to get the ball to 23, and 23 is going to take care of business. So he gets the game of football.
Yeah, so this is going to sound cliche, but defense wins championships. I remember a few years ago, Patriots and Eagles Super Bowl, as high scoring as it was, the biggest play of the game was the Brandon Graham strip sack.
Yeah,
I'm not saying this game's going to be as high scoring, but I do feel like the Niners defense the last 2 weeks has not played great. The Chiefs defense, I've been in on them since week three. I know it's simple, but it's whatever defense in the fourth quarter is going to be able to create a turnover, I think, wins this game.
Create turnovers and get off the field on third down. I mean, you look with Mahomes, his ability to extend on third down. How well can we keep him in the pocket, make him throw from the pocket, and then those dudes in San Francisco that they're paying a ton of money up front got to get there. Got to get there, man. With four, if they can get there with four, I think they got a really good shot.
You're taking the Niners, right?
Man, I'm pulling
you
for the Niners.
To.
All my boys are there, like I said. I love how Shanahan does things on the offense side of the ball, but Wilkes has had a really good impact on my career, obviously, when he's in Carolina, and then Christian is just he's just special, so I'm going to root for those guys.
So, Cam, he's never going to play again, right?
He's over there. Did you see him?
He's doing his podcast, right?
He just picked me up, and I swear he's going to
– He is enormous.
He almost broke me, and I'm like, Cam, man, like, stop, dude. You're gonna break my ribs, and he's – I was like, buddy, stop. But I love Cam, man.
Do you think he still wants to play? I think everyone wants to play. You think he still can play?
Cam, look at him. He's just – we were so lucky to have Cam.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that he did to affect our team was so fun, man. His energy, his passion, his competitiveness, how much fun he had playing the game. And you watch him on Sundays, man, and he's like an action figure.
Yeah.
Slinging it around, running dudes over, smiling at people. I think when you watch Cam, the one thing that my dad would always say is, he's always smiling. He's like stiff-arming a dude in the face. He's smiling. He's jumping over people into the end zone. He's smiling. He's scoring touchdowns. He's smiling.
Giving the football to children,
He's getting sacked.
Yeah.
He's smiling. He's just, man, anybody that played with Cam, mm-hmm. when you bring his name up, they smile. And I love the guy. He's one of a kind, man.
Yeah.
He's one of a kind.
Awesome. Well, Luke Kuechly, thanks so much.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Good to see you. Thanks so much for coming on. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. I got to change that during the break. I'm like soaking
you're
wet
good,
here.
Man. You're good.
So we'll take a timeout. We'll come on back after these short messages.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.